Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Options for All is a local nonprofit that offers unique programs for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The programs provide options for these individuals to live their lives to the fullest. Joining us this morning is Options for All CEO Nancy Batterman and lead instructor of the film and media program at Options for All, Mario Janelle. Welcome, Nancy. Welcome, Mario.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Nice to have the both of you on the show this morning. We're going to talk about Options for All today. Let's start with some background information, if we could, about your organization.
Okay. So we used to be Employment and Community Options, and in September of this year, we've changed our name to Options for All. So provide services to adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, individuals who primarily want to be more independent, work in the community. We provide independent living services. So help people, adults primarily, to be as successful as possible in their community.
Why the name change?
So Employment and Community Options was just too long and confusing for people. So, and then we tried to do a little bit of a rebrand and went to ENCO, and people got the letters mixed up. First they got the words mixed up, then they got the letters mixed up. So we really rethought things, and we really feel like Options for All describes us better. We serve a wide range of individuals with disabilities, so we felt like changing the name was just going to help us with our name recognition in the community, and all of our feedback has been very positive.
Well, that's good. What is the mission at Options for All?
So to help people to grow personally and professionally and to be as successful as possible and to help integrate people into the community so that they are as independent and successful just like everybody else.
And are you just here in San Diego County?
No, we're actually serve five counties in California. So in addition to San Diego County, we're in Riverside and San Bernardino County, and then up in the Bay Area in Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties. In total, we serve about 1,200 individuals on an annual basis. 600 of those individuals are served here in San Diego County.
Did it start here in San Diego County?
Yes, started in San Diego, and then we branched out over the last 30 years.
Okay, so that's how long you've been around,
yes,
Options
so,
for All.
Yep, 33 years, 1985.
And where are you located here in San Diego County?
So our administrative office is here in Kearny Mesa, but we provide services throughout the county, so everywhere from Oceanside to San Ysidro to Ramona, everywhere in the county where if there's somebody who wants services, we provide services throughout the county.
And how long have you been with Options for All?
So I've been with the organization. It's full 33-year history. So
from the beginning, huh?
Yeah. Well, the program started in July 1985. I came on board in August.
And always as a CEO?
Nope. I started out actually as a community college assistant and then was working out in the field as a job coach, community training instructor, and then became a program manager and just have moved up the organization. I became the CEO executive director in 1992.
What drew you to this organization?
So I was looking for a special education job. I married somebody who was in the military, in the Navy. That brought me to San Diego. I had a brand new teaching credential. I thought I was going to teach special education in a classroom. And I went to a faculty member at San Diego State and said, I'm looking for a job. He said, there's this brand new program starting. And so I applied for a job. And that first year, we served eight individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Eight. And you've grown quite a bit then.
We have grown quite a bit over the years. Yes, absolutely.
How has the organization changed over the years outside of changing the name?
So I would say we've, you know, obviously grown geographically, so provide primarily the same core of services in each of our geographic areas. So just have grown by the number of people we are able to impact and serve. And we've kind of stayed on the cutting edge of new services. So we're going to talk a little bit about our social enterprise and our film and media studios. And those are really exciting cutting edge services for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So that's, I think, how we've grown and changed over the years.
Now I read that you were once president of the California Disability Service Association. How long ago was that?
Oh, probably 5-10 years ago. So it's a state trade association for all of the organizations that serve individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
How has that helped you with your position where you're at now?
Oh, gosh. I think it's being involved with a CDSA is that's our state lobby organization. 99% of our funding comes from the state of California. So being a part of that organization has really helped us stay connected with legislators and to really work for funding for our programs with the state of California.
So you serve individuals with learning and intellectual disabilities, also severe behavioral disorders, right?
Yes, yes.
And what's the age group of the people that you serve?
So we serve all adults. So most individuals stay in school in special education, special needs populations through the age of 21. So most of our individuals come to us after they've left the public school. Some folks can leave school at 18. And so some people, we start serving kids at 18. But most of the individuals we work with are at least 21, and then they can stay with us. So we've got actually of those original 8 individuals, I believe 4 of those folks are still with us 33 years later.
Really?
Yes.
So you serve individuals with learning and intellectual disabilities, autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, hearing and vision impairments. What do you consider when you talk about behavioral disorders? What do you consider under that umbrella?
Well, so primarily we're talking about individuals on the autism spectrum that are, you know, have significant behaviors. So either aggressive behaviors, those types of things. So that program, our Enhanced Community Engagement Program, is funded at a 1-to-1 or a 1-to-2 ratio. So working with individuals with some pretty significant behaviors, but want them to be able to access their community and to be integrated into the community. So we help them manage their behaviors and learn to manage those behaviors so that they can access the community successfully and are safe, and, you know, the general public is safe.
And the folks that you serve, are they referred to you or are they self-referred?
So everybody comes to us through what's called the regional center system. There are 21 regional centers throughout California. Here at San Diego Regional Center. So individuals are referred to that organization. Usually what happens is when somebody is born with an intellectual or a developmental disability at birth, they're assigned a service coordinator through the regional center, and then that regional center provides support to that individual throughout their life. And so all of our referrals come through San Diego Regional Center.
So no self-referrals?
No self-referrals. People can also be referred to us through the Department of Rehab. So people with other disabilities that go through the Department of Rehab system, they can come to us that way. But people can do private pay. We do very little private pay because these resources, Regional Center and Department Rehab Services, are free to families and individuals. So there's no reason not to access the services.
And now I would assume that there's some sort of intake process when people are referred to you. Can you take us through that?
Sure. So if somebody calls us and is interested in our programs and services, we make sure that they're connected with San Diego Regional Center. They may have to do an intake process through either Regional Center or the Department of Rehab. And then they're referred to us. We, you know, talk about our variety of programs once they're into the funding source system, and then they can tour programs, and we just want to make sure it's a good fit for them and their family, and we get the approval for funding, and then we provide services. So it takes about 30 days for an intake.
Do the individuals that you serve, do they get to choose the programs they want to go into?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the most important parts. It's very individualized. So, and there are other programs in the community similar to ours, so they have choices about which programs that they want to attend.
And I'm guessing, seeing how you still have somebody that's been with the organization from the beginning, they can stay as long as they want in these programs?
Yes. Yes. The Department of Rehab Supported Employment Funding programs have a little bit of a time limit to them, but a majority of the programs. California is unique. It has what's called the Latterman Act that mandates that anyone with an intellectual and a developmental disability get services for the life of that person. California is the only state in the country that has that type of legislation. So people in California are very fortunate. In other states, we tried to deliver services in Texas. People wait, when they leave the public school system, they wait 10 years for services after the public school system.
10 years?
10 years. So, yeah, California has incredible services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
So let's talk about some of your programs.
Okay.
Let's start with your social enterprise program. Tell us about that.
So kind of a unique program. We have individuals who are running and operating businesses. So we have two coffee carts, the Jitterbean at San Diego Regional Center on Ruffin Road in the courtyard. And then we also have a partnership with the San Diego Botanic Garden, and we have a coffee cart there. So individuals from our programs and services run those two coffee carts, do everything, order supplies. They had to write a business plan to get those programs initially, those companies off the ground. We also have the Poway Super Shredders, a shredding business, and Vending Express. Some really nice guy on the internet saw that we were helping people run and operate businesses, and so he donated 49 of the two-headed candy dispensers where, you know, you put a quarter in, you get a handful of candy.
Right.
So Vending Express has negotiated with businesses in the community to have those machines on their properties, and the individuals that run that company then are responsible for deciding what goes in there, making sure it has a reasonable turnover rate, gathering all that cash, getting it to the bank. So people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our services are running all four of those businesses.
That's great. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it's incredible. The Jitterbean, the Feel Good Coffee. It's changed its name. There was some licensing issues with the Jitterbean. Somebody else had that name. So Feel Good Coffee. They just celebrated their successes with that program. They've increased their revenue at both of their locations by about 50% over the last 2 years. So we just had a celebration honoring the baristas from Feel Good Coffee and how much they've done in growing that business.
That's great. How old do you have to be to take part in this program?
So 18 to 21, depending upon when you leave the public school system.
Do you need more businesses to join your ranks?
Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely. Employment is one of the primary things that we do, helping people to find jobs in the community. And so we're always looking for employer partners, particularly employers who are looking for, a lot of our people are looking for entry-level work initially. So we do a lot of stuff in the service industry. And so we're always looking for employer partners. We're actually at our event, we're going to talk about a little later, we're going to honor a couple of our partners. One, On the Border, who has been an employer for us for 20 years. So we're recognizing them for that. And then two really exciting new partnerships with Sprouts and Soapy Joe's.
Oh, nice.
So, but yeah, if a company is looking for employees and is having a hard time finding employees, we'd love for them to reach out to us, and we can help match them with employees and applicants.
Now, is anyone eligible for this program? It doesn't matter what the disability is?
No, they have to have an intellectual or developmental disability. That's what gets them into the regional center system. So it's
But the people that have those disabilities?
Yes, anybody.
Any type of disability?
Yes, that fits within the definition of an intellectual and a developmental disability.
Okay. Tell us about your Enhanced Community Engagement Program.
So this is the program that works with individuals with significant behavior. So a lot of these individuals have come from the state institutions and are accessing and living in the community for the first time. And so we're working with them. It's got an enhanced staff-to-client ratio, the 1-to-1 or 1-to-2, to help integrate those individuals into the community. And so it's a relatively new program for us, but we've been able to very successfully integrate some individuals who have never had the opportunity to be in the community, to be accessing the community and volunteer jobs and just, you know, going to the bank, the grocery store, riding public transportation.
How is the Enhanced Community Engagement Program, how is that different than you have another
community engagement
program? How are they different?
So it's the staff to client ratio. So in the community engagement program, it's a 1-to-3. So one staff person supervises three people in the community 30 hours a week. And the enhanced engagement, the ratio is 1-to-2 or 1-to-1. So an enhanced staff to client ratio.
I see. Now, Mario, you are the lead instructor of the film and media program at Options for All. How long have you been with the organization?
I started right a little bit after the whole program started, about 2 years ago.
Okay, so the program is only 2 years old then?
Yes.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
Yes, and it's been very successful because we started with 20 students and we expanded to 45 students.
Oh, nice. Doubled. More than doubled.
Yes.
And what's your background?
So I have a master's degree in film directing and editing from San Diego State. And after working a couple of films, I jumped into this opportunity, and I've been loving the journey. It's been an amazing job working with these students. And so we didn't only expand in the number of students, but we also expanded in space. So we started with one film studio, which has a green screen. And that was really cool because we put a car in there and we put a family and a scene in the freeway, and we used the green screen like that. So we take advantage of you know, our facilities. And then we expanded the space to another bigger film set that we just started using. And thank you, Nancy, that we just inaugurated a little bit ago. So now, it's been really exciting.
I got to say that this program is what mostly caught my eye when your organization was brought to me, when it was brought to my attention. So I'm glad.
Very unique.
Yeah, I'm glad we can talk about this. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So when you see a film, you see different crafts within the film. So you see screenwriting, editing, camera, music, audio, mixing. If you saw the Oscars, you can see that there's awards for every single craft that makes a film. And so we have instructors for each one of those crafts. So again, screenwriting, camera, music, audio. And so we have about 7-8 instructors, and our students go through each one of these crafts and they find something that they like, and we put a little bit more focus into that. Basically, we channel their talent, and everybody who is in our program is in some way into either art or movies or comics or anything that you like, and we channel that. And it's awesome because some students like writing, some students like using the cameras, some students like editing. Right now we have Jordan right now live who is recording this show. He really likes using the camera and editing. And so it's all about growth, and it's all about them growing at their own pace, learning at their own pace. There's no homework. There's no hard deadlines. And so it's awesome to see the growth in 2 years for these students. So it's a 2-year program. And I saw, for example, one of our students, Eric, he came into our program super shy, didn't want to talk to anybody. He didn't know anything about film. We put him in front of the computer and we started teaching him Adobe Premiere Pro, which is an editing software. Mm-hmm. He's 28. He didn't have that many social skills, and we started teaching him Adobe Premiere Pro, and he just took that and got so empowered with that software and with his skills. And in a matter of 2 years, in a matter of months, he got to a professional level of editing to a point where we just couldn't believe it. And we just started trusting him with the project, started giving him more projects. And so that's where I realized the power and what our program can do to the community. You know, you realize all these little moments that where you see, you know, how much growth you can see in our students. We invited Eric to a film industry event, and his social skills just, it was awesome. You know, came into this event and he started shaking hands with everybody, introducing himself. I'm a film editor. This is the experience I've had. Just talking. And he didn't need any of our help. And that goes back to independence, to what Nancy was talking about. And we were just looking at him just like in awe, like, wow, like this is so cool.
It's like night and day, huh?
The impact that our program has. Exactly.
That's great.
And giving out his business card, and they didn't even need help with the appetizers. That was, you know, anything. He just by himself, just rocking. And that's what we see, you know, in our program. Day to day, we just see all that growth in all of our students. So it's awesome. It's like a magical Steven Spielberg film.
What's really unique about it is this partnership. So our partner, Joey Travolta, John's older brother, actually started his career in special education and then worked in the film industry. He's had his own company, Inclusion Films, for about 10 years. And he got this idea to partner with nonprofits that work with individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so he brings all the film and media expertise, and we bring the disability experience. And so when Joey first came to us, he hired our film and media staff because I didn't know anything about, I still know very little. I mean, I've learned a lot in the last 2 years about film and media, but it's a really awesome idea where we bring in these industry experts. He oversees that part of the program, and then we really provide the support on the disability end of things. So it's been an incredible journey.
So this is a great partnership then with,
yes,
with Joey Travolta and his organization.
Yeah, definitely. So now actually we have 2 students from our San Diego program and 2 students from our San Bernardino program. He has his own program up in Bakersfield, and we're actually filming a feature film that has actors from the Screen Actors Guild. All of the films that they work on in the program are short, so about 15 minutes. We've decided to do a feature film, so they've been filming this week and last week. They're producing a feature film. It's going to be, we're going to premiere it at the Bentonville Film Festival. Gina Davis does an inclusion and diversity film festival in May. And then we're hoping to distribute it either to the Hallmark Channel or Lifetime. So just to get the word out, and 70% of the people behind the screen will be people with disabilities doing all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So it's really exciting.
That's great. Now, we have just a few more minutes left, and I know you have a big event coming up here soon, so I want to talk about that for the last few minutes. Tell us about that. That's what, March 14th?
Thursday, March 14th. It's Taste of Our Community, and the theme is Come Away With Me. And it's at the Brick at Liberty Station, 6 p.m. It's our big fundraising event for the year. What's really nice is your ticket in gets all the food and beverage. It's a tasting event, so we have food and beverage partners. They provide all the food and beverage. And then, of course, we have a silent, a live auction, a raise the paddle. And our goal is to net $100,000 that night in funds raised. And we're really excited because Voya Financial is our presenting sponsor.
Now, the money raised from this event, does it go to any one particular program of yours?
No, the money raised will stay in San Diego County for our San Diego programs and services. We really use these funds to start new programs. So like when we started the film and media studio, the initial startup costs for that were about $75,000. So fundraising events allow us to start new programs, start new businesses, like with the social enterprise. So that's really what we use our fundraising dollars to do, is to start those new and creative and innovative new services.
And how many years you've been doing this now?
So this is the 10th year of the Taste of Our Community.
Okay, and where can people get tickets?
So you can go online at our website at optionsforall.org, and it pops up right on our homepage to buy tickets for our event.
Okay, will there be tickets available at the door if there are any left?
If there are any left, there will be. You can try to walk in. We usually stop ticket sales on the 13th at about noon. But we would love to sell out at 250, but if we don't, you could try to walk in. But I'd encourage people, one, if you buy your ticket ahead of time, it's a little cheaper, and you'll be guaranteed to be able to attend the event.
How can people help you with your mission?
So I would say if you own a business, contact us about employees. We also have a paid internship program. We would love to have people come out and volunteer. We have different committees. Or if you have some expertise, if it's interviewing, or we do a music fest where people bring in their instruments and work with our participants to learn about different instruments. So if you have a special interest in some area, can help us that way. Obviously, come to our event, have a great time, help us raise money. Those are all definitely ways people can help us.
Okay, and if somebody wants to make a financial donation, can they do that at your website?
Yes, they can, of course. The website is www.optionsforall.org.
And are you on social media?
Yes, we have a Facebook page at Options for All, on Instagram, of course, okay. LinkedIn.
All right, so once again, your 10th annual Taste of Our Community, March 14th.
March 14th, 6 p.m., Liberty Station at the Brick.
All right, sounds like it's going to be a blast.
It's a lot of fun.
Anything that involves food, I'm in.
Yeah.
So, Nancy and Mario, thanks so much for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do in the community. You are providing a much-needed service at Options for All, and it is appreciated.
Thank you for having us, Gary.
Thank you.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Kennedy's Meat Company, a local business with a strong commitment to giving back to the community. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.